Hey, big news. Ondo asked the SEC and CFTC to allow perpetual futures tied to individual U.S. stocks to trade onshore.
That's a significant request. Their central argument is that existing securities laws may already be enough to regulate these products.
So the U.S. might not need a brand new regulatory framework.
Exactly. Perpetual futures are derivative contracts with no fixed expiration date.
That's the part that makes them different from traditional futures.
Traditional futures usually require settlement or rollover at the end of a contract period.
Perpetuals let traders keep positions open continuously.
They typically use a funding mechanism that pays or charges participants to keep the contract price aligned with the underlying asset.
And this proposal would extend that widely used crypto market instrument to U.S. equities.
That matters because many U.S. investors seeking derivative-style trading products have had to rely on offshore platforms.
Those venues often operate outside U.S. regulatory oversight.
That raises concerns about market integrity, investor protection, and compliance.
Bringing stock perpetuals onshore could let regulators keep trading activity within a familiar legal framework while still allowing product innovation.
Ondo's position is that regulators may not need to create an entirely new rulebook.
Instead, they could apply current securities laws, supervision tools, and market structure principles in a modern way.
That shifts the debate from whether the law is too restrictive to whether regulators are willing to use existing frameworks more flexibly.
I like that framing. It makes the conversation feel more practical.
It also makes enforcement easier. Bringing derivative activity onshore would support stronger know-your-customer and anti-money laundering controls.
And it could support position limits, margin requirements, pricing transparency, settlement transparency, and clearer investor disclosures about leverage and risk.
For market participants, that clarity may be just as important as product availability.
Especially for institutions.
Institutional investors often prefer regulated venues because they reduce legal uncertainty and operational risk.
Ondo's push also appears to be part of a broader effort to position the United States as a competitive venue for tokenized assets and next-generation financial products.
The company has been active in tokenized securities, and its interest in stock perpetuals reflects a larger trend.
The blending of traditional equity markets with blockchain-based infrastructure.
Right. If regulators embrace this approach, it could open the door to new ways of trading, settling, and holding exposure to U.S.
stocks.
It could also strengthen the case for digital assets as a functional part of the financial system, not just a separate, peripheral market.
But the idea is not without challenges.
Perpetual futures are leveraged products, and leverage can amplify both gains and losses.
For less experienced investors, that creates real risk.
Regulators would likely want strong safeguards, such as clear risk disclosures, appropriate margin rules, and robust monitoring of funding rates.
There are also market structure questions that need to be resolved.
For example, how would these contracts be cleared?
Who would provide the underlying stock exposure?
How would settlement work?
And how would regulators prevent excessive speculation or market manipulation?
Those are not trivial issues.
The answers will shape whether the product becomes a regulated mainstream offering or remains a niche instrument.
If the SEC and CFTC move forward with a framework for U.S. stock perpetuals, it could signal a more constructive approach to financial innovation.
It would suggest regulators are willing to work within existing legal tools to accommodate new market structures, rather than waiting for entirely new legislation.
That could be an important shift, especially in a market where many participants are accustomed to slower rulemaking.
At the same time, the outcome will likely depend on how well regulators balance innovation with protection.
The goal would not just be to bring products onshore, but to do so in a way that preserves market confidence and keeps retail and institutional investors safe.
The bottom line is that Ondo's proposal is a notable development in the ongoing debate over where the next generation of financial products will be built.
If existing securities laws can support stock perpetuals, the United States has a strong case for hosting them rather than ceding that activity to offshore venues.
Whether regulators ultimately agree will depend on how confidently they can manage the risks.
But the proposal highlights a growing opportunity for the U.S. to remain at the center of financial market innovation.